Hallelujah. 愿神的平安与喜乐与我们同在。
First, we'd like to praise and thank God. I can be here to worship the true and living God with all of you.
首先感谢神，让我有这个机会能够在这里跟大家一起来敬拜我们天上的真神。
It has been a long time that I have not been here.
我有一段时间没有来到这个教会了。
And it's very nice to see our brothers and sisters that we can be here to worship the true and living God together.
非常高兴看到许多弟兄姐妹能够一起的来聚会，来敬拜神。
It's more like a share with you, entreat me not to leave thee.
我们早上的题目是不要催逼我回去不跟随你。
No, I've been in Christ for 13 years now.
我已经信主13年。
And then when I reflect back these 13 years, I really praise and thank God.
我回想这13年来我对神非常的感谢。
That I'm still here to worship the true and living God.
感谢神，让我还能够继续留在教会来敬拜神。
Because these 13 years, I saw many brothers and sisters who got baptized and no longer in church.
在13年内，我看到许多弟兄姐妹，他们受洗之后却没有继续来聚会了。
Because to be in Christ nowadays is not easy.
因为今天能够保守在主里面这真是不容易。
That's why for new believers.
所以今天对初信的信徒们来讲。
Them to be in church for 5-10 years is very difficult.
他们能够在教会留五年、十年这是不容易的。
Why is it so difficult to stay in Christ?
为什么留在走这条信仰的路上是这么困难呢
？Let's turn to Book of Judges chapter 18.
我们看士师记的十八章。
The Book of Judges chapter 18.
士师记十八章。
Chapter 18 verse 1.
第一节。
In those days, there was no king in Israel. Chapter 19, verse 1.
19章第一节。
And it came to pass in those days, there was no king in Israel. Then let's go to chapter 21, verse 25.
我们再看21章25节。
In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. So we can see in the book of Judges, it's stressed three times, there was no king in Israel.
这有三次在士师记里面记载说，当时以色列中没有王。
Because there was no king in Israel, everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
因为国中没有王，个人就任意而行。
Actually, this king they talk about is God Himself.
这个王这是指的神。
Because during that time, many people sin against God.
因为当时很多人得罪神。
So because of this, they don't see that God was the one that reigned over them.
所以他们看不到说神就是他们的王。
So because of this, they did whatever is right in their own eyes.
所以他们个人就任意而行。
Just like the world we live in nowadays.
就像今天的社会一样。
Why is so difficult for so many Christians to stay in Christ?
为什么在这个社会里面要来信主这么不容易？
Because the world live without God.
因为这个世界是没有神的。
Because they live without God, they can do whatever they want.
因为他们眼中没有神，他们想做什么就做什么。
So that's why it's not easy for us to continually to come to worship God.
所以今天我们要保守在主里面，这是不容易的。
Of course, maybe sometimes physically we are here to worship God.
有时候我们肉体是有来。
But how about our minds?
可是我们的心灵有没有来？
How about our hearts?
我们的内心有没有真正的在这里？
Are we truly here to worship the true and living God?
我们是不是真正的来到这里来敬拜神呢？
Or our minds and heart belong to the world?
或是我们的心还是在外面？
If our heart and mind belong to the world, this means we are in the world.
我们如果我们的心灵还在这个世界上，我们还是属世界的。
So that's why the Lord say, many are called but few are chosen.
所以主耶稣说被招的多，只是得救的却不多。
But on the end days, God will, you know, separate between the true believer and those who only come just to come.
在末世，主耶稣要把真正的信徒跟那些只是来聚会的信徒，把它分开出来。
Because He will divide between the sheep and the goats.
主耶稣说，他要把公羊跟山羊绵羊跟山羊分别出来。
And He will divide between the wheat and the tares.
耶稣要把这个麦子跟稗子分别出来。
But we must be the sheep.
所以今天我们要成为神的绵羊。
We must be the wheat.
我们要成为这个麦子。
Even though the wheat and tares grow together, but maybe we are the tares and not the wheat.
所以这个麦子跟稗子一同成长，所以我们或许是稗子。
Yes, it's not easy to grow up in this world nowadays.
在这个世界要，在这个社会要能够成长是不容易的。
It's not easy to keep our faith nowadays in this world.
在这个社会里面要保守我们的信仰是不容易的。
But we must try our best.
可是我们必须要啊尽我们的力量。
Because if we don't make it to the end days, of course we cannot enter the heavenly kingdom.
因为我们如果不能够啊。持续下去，我们就不能够达到天国。
Let's go to Ruth chapter 1 verse 2.
我们看路德记的第一章第二节。
The book of Ruth chapter 1 verse 2.
路德记一章二节。
The name of the man was Elimelech, the name of his wife was Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon, Chilion, and Ephraimites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they went to the country of Moab and remained there.
第二节，这人的名啊叫以利米勒，他的妻名叫拿尔米，他两个儿子，一个名叫马伦，啊马伦，一个叫基连，都是犹大伯利恒的以法莲人啊。他们到了摩押地，就在那里，就住在那里。
So during the time of Judges, they describe this family.
在路德记里面记载这个家庭。
We know during the time of Judges there was no king in Israel.
当时啊，国中没有王。
But here in verse 2 said the name of the man was Elimelech.
这里说这人的名叫以利米勒。
Because a man is the head of the household.
因为这个男人是一家之主。
And his name is Elimelech. That means my God is king.
以利米勒的意思就是说啊，神是我的王。
Yes, even though there's no God in Israel, but this family make their God to be their king.
虽然在国中没有王，可是在这个家庭里面，他们认神。以为他们家中之一家之主。
So because the name of the husband is my God is king, and then obviously that his wife's name is Naomi.
以利米勒这里说他的妻子名叫拿俄米。
Because Naomi means sweet.
因为拿俄米就是甜的意思。
And nowadays the same thing for you and I.
所以今天你我之间也是一样。
If God is the king in our family.
如果神是我们一家。是我们家中的王。
Then our life would also be sweet.
这样我们的生活必然是非常的甜美。
But if God is not our king in the family,
如果神不是我们家里的王，
then our life would become very bitter.
这样我们的生活就会变成非常的痛苦。
But during this time, even though God is their king,
所以虽然神是他们的王，
but because there's a famine, right, in the country of Bethlehem, then they went to the land of Judah.
因为在国中遭饥荒，所以他们就离开了。
That is in verse 1.
这是在第一节所记载的。
Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to dwell in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons.
所以这里说当士师秉政的时候，国中遭饥荒，在犹大伯利恒 有一个人带着妻子和两个儿子往摩押地去寄居。
So this family, they live in the land of Bethlehem.
这个家庭是住在伯利恒。
Bethlehem means the house of God or the house of bread.
伯利恒就是神的家或是米仓的意思。
But they say there was a famine in the land.
可是在当时候有饥荒。
Then because of this famine, they went to dwell in the country of Moab.
因为饥荒，他们就到摩押地去寄居。
I see the Moabites are the people that God told them they could never ever enter the tabernacle of God.
这个摩押人，神吩咐他们不能进神的殿。
And the Moabites are the one that caused the children of Israel to sin greatly against God.
这个摩押人也是是。以色列人民来离弃神，得罪神。
In other words, the Moabites represent the people in the world nowadays.
这个摩押代表今天的世界。
But why did they leave Bethlehem?
为什么他们要离开伯利恒？
If Bethlehem means the house of the Lord, the house of bread, how can there be a famine?
在伯利恒既然是神的家，既然是米仓，在这里为什么会有饥荒呢？
Actually, because they were lack of faith.
因为他们没有信心。
If they lack of faith, so they left.The land of Bethlehem and went to Moab.
因为他们缺乏信心，所以他们离开了，他们到摩押地去。
No, sometimes when we look at ourselves.
所以今天我们如果看我们自己，
you know, we come to church every single week.
我们每个礼拜来教会。
And it feels like every time we come to church, we do not receive anything at all.
可是我们来这里，我们却没有得到什么。
Seems church is boring.
我们觉得这个教会非常的无聊。
Maybe we do exactly the same thing.
我们每个礼拜所做的都是一样的。
But maybe when we go into the world,
就当我们在世界里面，
the world is so much more fun.
这个世界有许多的吸引我们的。
Because it seems such a great famine in our church.
所以我们觉得在教会里面，我们觉得有饥荒。
But if Bethlehem means the house of the Lord, the house of bread.
可是啊，既然伯利恒是神的家，既然是米仓的意思。
For sure, if there's a famine in a house of bread, and then anywhere else will also be a great famine.
如果在这里都有饥荒的话，别的地方啊更有饥荒。
So in other words, for you and I.
所以今天对我们来讲
，we really must make determination.
我们啊必须要有这个决心。
That when we come to church, not only our bodies are here, but also our hearts and our minds also should be here.
我们来到教会啊，不只是我们身体来，我们的心灵也要来。
Yes, the world focuses on the things of this world.
在这个今天我们非常注重这个世上的事情。
Because that's the only way they know how to live.
因为这是世人他们所追求的。
But for you and I,
所以今天对我们来讲
our focus is not in this world.
我们所注重的不是世上的事情。
Because this world has nothing to offer us.
因为这个世上啊，我们并不能够从世上得到什么。
But we need to focus on God Himself.
我们要今天要来。对准神本身。
So this family, even though the man's name was "My God is King,"
虽然这个以利米勒 的名字啊，代表说神是我的王。
Because of this famine, they left the house of bread and they went to the land of Moab.
因为饥荒，他们离开了伯利恒，到了摩押地
去。And look at what happened in verse 3.
后来他们的结果是怎么样呢
？Then Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died.
我们看到这个啊。以利米勒、啊、他就死了。
So we say Elimelech means my God is king.
以利米勒就是神是我的王。
So because they live in the land of Moab for so long that God no longer was their king.
因为他们住在摩押地、啊、这么的久，神已经不是他们的王了。
Because in verse 3 say Elimelech they say my God is king is dead.
以利米勒就是我的神是我的王已经死了。
Just like for you and I.
所以今天对我们来讲
when we involve in the world for so long.
那我们在世上、我们在世上、居住很久的时候
God no longer be the one that reign over our hearts.
我们如果我们的心都在世上的话神就不是我们的王
Why? Because when we live in the world for too long
因为我们的心都在世界
Then God will be dead inside our hearts、
那在我们的心里面神已经死了
Then what happens if God no longer reign over our hearts?
所以如果神不在我们的心中怎么办呢
Look at verse 5.
我们看第五节
Ruth chapter 1 verse 5.
第一章第五节
Then both Mahlon and Chilion also died, so the woman survived her two sons and her husband.
就说马伦和基连两人也死了，剩下拿俄米没有丈夫也没有儿子。
So when God is no longer their king,
所以如果神不是我们的王
their two sons also died.
我们看到他们的两个儿子也死了。
It's interesting when we look at the meaning of Mahlon and Chilion.
我们如果看马伦跟基连、这个名字的意思。
Mahlon means invalid.
马伦、这个意思就是、就是 不正当的意思。
And Chilion means waste away.
这个基连、就是浪费的意思。
I was wondering, how can you name your two sons invalid and waste away?
我们怎么可以用这样子来、给我们的儿子、起这样子的名字呢
Can you imagine you have two sons?
你如果有两个儿子的话
The first one born you call him ugly
你、第一个儿子 你给他的名字的意思就是、不好看的意思
Then the second born you call him more ugly
那第二个儿子你给他的名字就是说更不好看
That doesn't make sense、
没有人会这样子、起名字的
How can these parents name their son invalid and waste away?、
为什么、这个他们会把他们的儿子起这种名字呢
Actually, this is what it means if they grow up in Moab.
这就是因为他们在摩押地长大。
Just like for our children.
今天对我们的、儿女也是一样。
Yes, you can name them handsome.
你可以给他很好的名字。
But if they live in the world.
可是他们如果他们的心都在世界的话。
In the eyes of God, they are as ugly as anything else.
在神的眼中、他们并没有真正的、那种属灵的
Why? Because when they live in the world,
因为他们、是活在世界上
Just like Mahlon and Chilion,
就像马伦和基连一样
They live in the land of Moab, so their life is just something like invalid and waste away.
他们因为活在摩押地所以他们的生活没有意义他们的生活就是在浪费一样
But now they look at the youth.
所以今天我们看我们的青年
Not quite often as they grow up in this country.
他们在这个 地方长大。
Yes, even though by name they are true Jewish church members.
虽然在名义上他们是真耶稣教会的信徒。
But their life seems something that is invalid and wastes away.
可是我们看他们的生活，他们或许非常的，他们生活或许不能够荣耀神，他们的生活没有意义。
You know, sometimes I go on Facebook and just look at you know, some of the youth. I feel very sad.
当我们在电脑上，在电脑网络上。我们看一些青年他们所做的事情，我们觉得非常的忧伤。
Because by looking at their Facebook, you know the status of their faith in Christ.
我们在看他们的网页的时候，我们可以看到他们的信仰实在是在走下坡。
Yes, even though some of you know, them, their parents are very strong in faith.
虽然有的他们很多他们的父母亲是非常的热心服侍主的。
But they're just wasting their life away.
可是他们是在浪费他们的生命。
And not realize how wonderful it is to be in the Lord.
他们没有办法了解在主里面是多么的美好的。
And you can see nowadays many young people are addicted to drugs.
很多青年他们在吸毒。
And addicted to alcohol.
他们在酗酒。
And addicted to pornography.
他们在看这个黄色影片。
Why? Because we allow these things of this world to have victory over our spiritual faith.
因为世界已经占据了他们的心。
So, yes, even though they can name them many other things, but as long as they live in the land of Moab, there's no point to name them beside invalid and waste away.
虽然他们的名字是这样，因为他们是在摩押地长大的，所以他们的名字才会取得这样子。
Just like nowadays for you and I.
所以今天对我们来讲，
Yes, we want to have our children have good education.
我们要我们的儿女能够接受好的教育。
We want them to have a good career.
我们要让他们能够有一个好的事业。
But how about their faith?
可是他们的信仰是怎么样呢？
Are they truly have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ?
他们对神有没有真正的这种信仰？
But because this is much more important.
因为这才是真正更重要的。
And even though her two sons die, her husband died, but Naomi still continues to stay in the land of Moab.
虽然拿俄米的丈夫跟两个儿子都已经死了，可是拿俄米她还是住在那里。
Then after two sons died.
所以当她两个儿子死了之后，在第六节。
Then she arose with her daughter-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab that the Lord had visited his people by giving them bread.
在第六节，她就与她两个儿妇起身要从摩押地归回，因为他在摩押地听见神眷顾自己的百姓，赐粮食给他们。
So at this point, Naomi has no more hope at all.
所以拿俄米在这里已经失去盼望了。
She had hit bottom.
她已经跌到谷里面了。
Her husband died.
她的丈夫死了。
Her two sons died.
两个儿子也死了。
Now this is the time that she heard that God visited His people.
所以她在当时就听说神眷顾自己的百姓。
But for me, God always visits His people.
神一直的在眷顾自己的百姓。
But because of their faith, they cannot see it.
因为他们的信心不足，所以他们看不到。
Just like for you and I nowadays.
所以我们今天也是一样。
As we sit here this morning, God is with us.
我们如果坐在这里，我们相信神与我们同在。
But sometimes because we lack of faith.
可是因为我们对神没有信心。
We can see, we cannot see that God is with us.
我们看不到神的同在。
Because of this, we feel every time we come to church is so boring.
所以我们觉得在教会里面我们得不到什么。
And it seems that we don't gain anything from it.
我们觉得这个教会很无聊。
But we must have faith.
所以我们对神必须要有信
心。Yes, even now, it seems that it's like there's a famine in our church.
或许外在看起来在教会是有饥荒。
But if you have great faith,
可是我们如果对神有真正的信心，
this faith will allow us to see that no one else can see.
我们凭着信心能够看到别人所看不到的。
That is, God is with us.
我们可以看到说神与我们同在。
And God is continuing to guide us.
神会继续的来带领我们。
And no matter what's going on in church, we continue to stay, we continue to fight until the end.
不管在教会发生什么事情，我们要对神有信心，我们要继续的持守我们的信仰。
You know, Naomi, her husband, mean my God is king.
拿俄米的她的丈夫的意思就是的名字，以利米勒的意思就是神是我的王。
And her name means sweet.
拿俄米的意思就是甜。
But after she lived in the land of Moab.
可是当她在摩押地居住之后。
That's why when she returned back to Bethlehem, when people called her Naomi, she said, "Please do not call me Naomi."
当她回到伯利恒的时候，她告诉别人说，不要叫她拿俄米。
But call me Mara.
要叫她马拉。
Why? Because in the land of Moab for that many years, her life became very bitter.
因为在摩押地，她居住了许久，她的生活变得非常的愁苦。
But in verse 6,
在第六节这里说
This is the beginning of her faith.
就是说这里就是她信仰的一个
转捩点 First, she arose with her daughter-in-law.
这里说她就起身与她两个儿妇
She arose from the land of Moab.
要离开摩押地
Then she heard that God had visited his people.
她听说神眷顾自己的百姓
This is very important for you and I.
这是一个非常重要的一个决定
If our minds and our hearts in the world.
我们 如果我们的心灵、总是专注在世上
We must bring it out of the world.
我们需要离开世界
Because if we don't bring it out of the world, there's no way we can hear the voice of God.
我们如果不离开这个世界，我们没有办法听到神的声音
And look at verse 7.
我们看第七节
Therefore she went out from the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return to the land of Judah.
所以说他们就离开、所住的地方，要回到犹大地去。
So not only that she just heard, but she left the place, and then she went out and went toward the land of Judah.
她不但只有 听到而已，她付出行动，他们就离开，要回到犹大地去。
The same thing for you and I.
所以今天对我们来讲也是一样。
We live in the world, Satan is the one controlling us.
今天我们活在这个世上，这个世界是属于撒旦的。
But to come out of his hand is not an easy thing to do.
我们要离开撒旦的权势、是不容易的。
But we must.Try our best.
可是我们必须要、尽我们的力量。
The first thing we need to come out of the world.
我们必须要离开、这个世界。
Then we will hear the voice of God.
这样我们就能够听到神的声音。
When we hear the voice of God, we must follow that voice and come back.
我们必须要听从神的声音来回到、属于神的地方。
This is very important.
所以这是非常重要的。
Look at our church nowadays.
我们如果看今天我们的教会
No, every year we baptize about 100 something members.
每年在美国的教会我们或许有100多人来受洗
But every year we also lost 100 something members.
就是我们每年、也有许多、是流失的
So in other words, we have no growth at all in our church.
所以我们整体上来讲我们教会没有在成长
Yes, even though we have new believers.
虽然我们有新受洗的
But those believers inside the church, they fall from the grace of God.
而这些新受洗的他们逐渐、就离开教会了。
Why all this thing is happening to us?
为什么教会会有这种的现象
？Because we cannot stand firm in faith.
因为我们在信仰上、不能够站立的稳。
And now it's not even the end days yet.
今天、我们、我们 还没有到末世。
What happened when God rained the baptism of fire upon us?
当神让我们接受活洗的时候呢？
Can we really stay firm in our faith?
当我们接受、考验的时候，我们能够站立的稳吗
you know, when I go to different seminars,
当我到、不同地方、办讲习会的时候
I usually ask you know, the audience to close their eyes and I would ask them one question.
我会、要求会众、闭起眼睛、问他们一个问题
And the question is, how many of you believe that we are one saved church?
问他们说、有多少人相信、我们真教会是唯一得救的教会
You'd be surprised how many of them do not raise their hands.
我们会非常的惊讶，有多少人、不能够举手。
And some of us don't even believe that we need to be baptized to be saved anymore.
有的人甚至、不相信说得救、需要接受洗礼。
And some of us believe we should not be only one that can take Holy Communion in our church. Other denominations also can take Holy Communion in our church.
有的人甚至、相信说 别的教会的信徒也能够来领受我们教会的圣餐。
I could never thought our church would come to this point.
我很难想象说我们教会会变成这样子。
But the reality is, yes, it has come to this point.
就是这就是一个事实。
So that's why for those of us who are strong in faith.
所以今天我们、在信仰上要能够站立的稳。
We must fight.
我们必须要、为主来征战。
We must continue to spread the truth.
我们要继续的来、来传福音。
Because if we not be able to do this, the young generation, there's no way they can, you know, continue in their faith.
我们如果没有这样做的话，我们的下一代他们的信仰会、不能够、持续下去。
For this time, Naomi on her way back to the land of Judah.
所以拿俄米她就离开，要回到犹大地去。
But she had two daughters with her.
她有两个、儿妇就跟她去了。
So all this time, she encouraged the two daughters to go back to their people.
她一直的、在告诉她两个儿、媳妇要回去。
And verse 14.
在十四节。
Ruth chapter 1 verse 14.
一章十四节
Then they lift up their voices and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. Verse 15.
十五节
And she said, Look, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law. So during this time, when Naomi encouraged her two daughters to go back, of course, Orpah, you know, she kissed her mother-in-law.
所以当拿米叫他两个媳妇要回去的时候，啊，他俄巴他就跟婆婆亲嘴就走了。
But it never mentioned Ruth kissed her mother-in-law.
可是这里没有记载说路德啊亲与他的婆婆亲嘴。
But rather it said Ruth clung to her mother-in-law.
路德他啊一直的跟随着拿米。
Yes, even though Orpah kissed her mother-in-law.
所以虽然俄巴他跟婆婆亲嘴。
After she kissed her mother-in-law, what did she do?
他亲嘴之后，他。她怎么样呢?
She went, verse 15, she went back to her people and to her gods.
十五节记载说，她就回去她的本国和她所拜的神那里去了。
You know, when we look at new believers,
今天我们看到新受洗的信徒。
Of course, we always preach about love.
我们当然所传的是说神啊对我们的爱。
We need to show them love, we need to show them love.
我们要爱这些新啊这些新受洗的。
And sometimes, for the sake of love, we sacrifice the truth that we need.To preach to them.
有时候为了爱，我们就牺牲了我们所要对他们讲的这个真理。
So no wonder when they get baptized between 3 to 5 years, they no longer in church.
所以很多啊，受洗三年五年后，他们就不来教会了。
Because love can only go so far.
因为爱只能够啊持续啊许久。
Especially the so-called love that without truth.
这就是啊，这个爱如果没有真理的话，不能够持久。
But nowadays, I see that you know, we compromise so much our faith.
今天我们在信仰上做了许多的牺牲。
So we need new believers, a true seeker, do something wrong. We don't have the love to rebuke them, to say something to them.
当我们看到他们有所偏差的时候，我们因为爱不敢跟他们讲。
By not saying something that we think that is true love.
因为我们觉得说这样做才是有爱心。
Why? Because we are afraid if we say something to them, then.They won't, you know, they get disappointed. They won't like us anymore, and then they will leave the church.
因为我们怕说我们如果去讲什么，他们就会觉得说我们没有爱心他们就不来教会。
But what kind of love is without truth?
可是爱如果没有真理的话，不是真正的爱。
If true seeker and new believers do something wrong, we are the one who've been church for a while. We must correct them with love.
这些新受洗的，他们在道理上如果有所偏差，我们必须要来告诉他们。
Remember Simon the sorcerer.
我们知道这个行邪术的西门。
When Peter went to Samaria to help them to lay hands.
当彼得去为信徒按手祷告的时候。
So when he laid hands on the members, they received the Holy Spirit.
当彼得为他们按手，他们就得到圣灵。
And Simon the sorcerer is only the new believer.
这个行邪术的西门，他也是一个新受洗的。
And this time when Simon the sorcerer saw.That by laying of hands, the people receive the Holy Spirit. So he offered them to pay money, so he can also receive this kind of power.
对这个西门就要拿钱给彼得给使徒，使他们也赐给他这个按手赐圣灵的这种能力。
What did Peter say to him?
彼得对他说什么呢
？Did he say, "Oh, you're a new believer. Okay, you know, it's okay, right? You can make mistakes. It's okay."
彼得有没有对他说你是新受洗的你这样讲没有关系
？But Peter did not say that.
彼得并没有这样讲。
It seemed that Peter was so harsh with him.
彼得对他说的话非常的严厉。
He said, "You will perish. You and your money shall perish."
彼得对他说，你跟你的的金钱都要沉沦。
He said, "Your heart is full of bitterness and evil."
因为你的心是非常的你的心是非常的邪恶的。
Can you imagine nowadays if a true seeker, a new believer, made the kind of mistake, we rebuke them like that?
今天我们很难想象说我们对新受洗的说这样的话。
But what happened after Peter rebuked Simon the sorcerer?
当彼得指责他之后这个西门怎么样呢
？He said, "Pray for me that all these things cannot happen to me."
这个西门就求使徒们为他们代祷，说你所求主让你们所说的没有一样临到我身上。
In other words, Simon the sorcerer repented from his sin.
就是说西门他。他知道自己的过错，他就认罪。
But nowadays we try to cover everything by love.
今天我们想要用爱来包含一切。
Because of love, we should not pray in the spirit more than 10 minutes.
因为爱，我们凭着爱心，我们宁愿祷告，不能祷告太久。
Because of love, we should let other denomination also partake Holy Communion.
我们凭着爱心，我们也要让没有受洗的 来领受圣
餐。Because of love, did not tell them they need to be baptized, receive the Holy Spirit to be saved.
我们凭着爱心，我们不要告诉他们说，他们一定要啊受洗、领受圣灵才能得救。
So no wonder the new baptized member they hardly can stay in church more than 3 years.
啊，所以因为我们没有把真正的道理讲给他们听，所以他们没有办法他们的信仰没有办法建立。
True love is to speak the truth of salvation.
真正的爱就是要凭着爱心把真理诉说的明白。
Yes, even though in the beginning it might hurt them a little bit.
起初或许他们很难接受。
But that is to build their faith.
可是这是要让他们能够使他们的信仰能够建立起来。
So here, just like Orpah kissed her mother.
所以这里俄巴她亲婆婆的脸。
Yes, many Christians show love to the Lord Jesus Christ, for example.
今天很多信徒他们说他们是爱神的。
We always talk about love, 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 but then on the end, no one stay in church.
我们说我们要有爱心，可是到了最后很多人就离开教会。
But Ruth clung to her mother.
这里说路德他跟随了拿俄米。
And this is very important.
所以这是非常重要的。
It's not easy to stay in true Jewish church.
今天要留在真耶稣教会是不容易的。
If we don't have strong faith.
我们如果没有坚强的信心
，sooner or later we'll leave the church.
早晚我们会离开的。
So that's why we must cling on to our faith.
所以我们要坚守持守我们的信仰。
This is determination that Ruth had to follow Naomi.
所以这是路德他有这样的决心要跟随拿俄米。
Look verse 16.
我们看十六节。
Ruth said to Naomi, "Entreat me not to leave you."
路德说：“不要催逼我回去，不跟随你。
”Or to turn back from following after you.
也不要叫我回去。
For wherever you go, I will go.
你往哪里去，我也要往哪里去。
And wherever you lodge, I will lodge.
你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住宿。
Your people should be my people.
你的国就是我的国。
And your God, my God.
你的神就是我的神。
And verse 17 says, where you die, I will die.
十七节，你在哪里死，我也在哪里死。
And there will I be buried.
也葬在哪里。
The Lord do so to me and more also if anything but death part you and me.
除非死能使你和我相离。
This is a beautiful song that Ruth sang to Naomi.
这是一个非常美好的一段诗歌。
We also should sing this kind of song to our Lord Jesus Christ.
这也是我们要向神所歌颂的诗歌。
And when new believers come to our church, they also should learn to sing this kind of song.
当新受洗的来当信徒当新受洗的，他们也要这样的向神来诗颂。
Because if they don't sing this kind of song, there's no way they can make it to the end days.
因为他们如果没有这样子的决心，他们没有办法这个天国路没有办法走到底。
You can see nowadays in the U.S. over 50% of the marriage end up in divorce.
今天我们看到一半的婚姻是以离婚来结束的。
That's only between 3 to 5 years.
只有三到五年。
Why is this?
为什么会这样子？
Because it's a normal thing for people to leave one another.
因为要彼此分离，这是非常正常的。
But it's also kind of mentality people bring to church.
这也是所以我们人也把这种观念带到教会里面。
Yes, in the beginning of my faith, you know, I have a lot of fun, this and that, and then after a while, it's no big deal just to leave.
我们来信主三年五年之后，我们如果觉得不怎么样，我们就离开了。
But we must.Teach them how to make determination.
可是我们要教导他们能够对神有坚强的信心。
By making determination ourselves.
我们因为我们自己要有这种决心。
So that's why I say, entreat me not to leave you.
所以这里说不要催逼我回去。
Actually, God would never leave us or forsake us.
神不会叫我们不要跟随他。
We are the one who usually leave God.
离开神的是我们人。
That's why when we pray to God.
所以我们向神祷告的时候
，We all should always pray with such a humble heart, in the sense that entreat me for me not to leave you.
所以我们祷告神的时候，我们要谦卑来求神，让我们不要离去不跟随他。
Or to turn back from following after you.
我们要求神不要让我们来回去来不跟随主。
So the first step is for us not to leave our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以第一步是要。不离开神。
The second step, we must follow our Lord Jesus Christ.
那第二步是要跟随主。
If in our faith we only stand still, and then we cannot continue to keep up with our faith.
我们在信仰上，我们如果只有站立在原地的话，我们的信仰不能够成长。
But we must follow.
我们必须要跟随。
Follow and continually to be increased in our faith.
我们要跟随主，这样我们的信仰才能够长进。
It says here, for wherever you go, I will go.
你在哪里？你啊，你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。
And wherever you lodge, I will lodge.
你在哪里住宿，我也在那里住宿。
You know, Lord Jesus Christ promised us.
主耶稣他给我们一个应许。
He go to heaven to prepare a place for you and I.
主耶稣他到天上去啊，为我们预备地方。
And where he is, he also want us to be.
他在哪里啊，我们也要在那里。
This is kind of mentality we need to have.
这是我们所需要啊，有的一种信念。
If we have this kind of mentality, there's no way we put so much effort to gain the things of this world.
我们如果对啊对主耶稣的话有信心的话。啊、我们不会一直去追求世上的事情。
Of course, we're not saying that we, you know, we don't need to work, we don't need to go to school. We're not saying that.
我们不是说我们不需要工作，我们不需要去学校。
But we're saying, why do we sacrifice our relationship with God because of our school, because of our work?
我们如果为了要追求这些世上的事情而牺牲我们跟神之间的关系的话
，Because to be in school to have a job is only pertain to the things of this world.
因为、啊、我们的工作、我们的学业、啊、都是属于这个世界的。
But why we, you know, study hard, we work hard, but at the same time, we work even harder to pursue our relationship with Lord Jesus Christ.
啊、所以我们今天我们在工作上、我们在学业上要努力。就是今天我们在跟神之间的关系、啊、我们更需要努力。
Because our hope is not in this world.
因为我们的盼望不在这世界上。
Everything in this world one day will be destroyed.
这世上的一切、啊、有一天都要被火焚烧。
And look at Steve Jobs.
我们看到这个苹果公司的、啊、这个、啊、总裁。
He built such a great empire.
他有一个非常好的公司。
Maybe one year ago.
在一年前
，Many people would love to be like him.
很多人他们的梦想就是要跟他一样。
Then when after they knew they was dying,
当他知道说他啊、将啊、将近死亡的时候
，Would any one of us trade our life for his life?
有多少人啊、愿意像跟他一样呢
？No way.
啊、没有人像。
Why? Because if we know that he's gonna die, why would we want to trade our life with him?
我们如果知道啊、我们有一天、我们将啊、将近死亡的时候。啊、我们有谁、啊、愿意跟他一样呢
？But the reality is, you and I also going to die one day.
所以事实、啊、就是说有一天、啊、我们也必须面临死亡。
So why we, you know, put our spiritual life in danger by trying to get the things in this world?
我们为什么要牺牲我们的灵命，为了要在世上、啊、得到多一点东西
？When Steve Jobs died, did he bring? Can he bring the iPhone with him? Right? Can he bring the MacBook with him? The Mac Air, whatever, with him?
当他、当这个。当他走的时候，他并没有办法、带任何的他所拥有的东西、跟他一起去。
For me, when Steve Jobs died, he died the poorest man in the world.
当他死的时候，他可以说是世上最贫穷的人。
Because actually, he doesn't have Christ.
因为他没有、信主。
So that's why for you and I.
所以今天对我们来讲
，Do not put our trust and our hope in the things of this world.
不要把我们的盼望放在这个世界上。
Because our hope is in the world to come.
因为我们的盼望是在天上。
That we are Lord Jesus Christ is.
我们的盼望是在主耶稣、的天国。
And it says here, your people should be my people.
这里说你的国就是我的国。
And your God, my God.
你的神就是我的神。
In our life, there's only two things that's worth living for.
在这个世上只有两样东西是值得我们去追求的。
That is the love of fellow brethren.
啊、就是弟兄啊、就是弟兄姐妹之间的爱。
And the love of God with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, with all our strength.
啊、接下来就是要尽心尽性尽力来爱我们的主。
If we are not able to do these two things,
我们如果没有办法做这两件事情
，then our life is not worth living.
这样我们的生活是没有意义的。
So that's why, as brothers and sisters,
所以在弟兄姐妹之间。
We should not have any kind of quarrel at all.
我们不需要、有任何的争执。
We should not have any kind of hatred to one another at all.
不要有任何的、愤怒。
Because every brother is God's people.
因为每一位弟兄姐妹都是神的儿女。
And we want God's people to become our people.
我们要让神的儿女成为、我们的儿女。
The way to do this, we must show great love.
所以就是要、我们彼此之间要有爱。
You know, when I went to Africa.
当我到非洲的时候
，When you see a brother and sister there, you can't help but to be so sad.
啊，我们有时候看到弟兄姐妹，我们觉得非常的悲伤。
Because sometimes they go 2-3 days without eating food.
因为有时候他们啊两三天啊没有东西吃。
Then one time, because the last time I was there was on my birthday.
啊，有一次啊在那里啊是啊的那一天刚好是我的生日。
So the pastor that I went with, he gave me a surprise birthday party. He cooked me some fried chicken.
所以这个、当地的传道他就给我一个惊喜，他给我一些、烤鸡肉。
Of course, to get this fried chicken is very difficult.
当时候要拿到这个烤鸡肉是非常不容易的。
So the time we fried the chicken, we start eating it.
所以我们就开始吃。
There's also another co-worker was with us.
当时候有另外一个同工。
So we give him, you know, also a couple of pieces of chicken.
我们也给他几块鸡肉。
And the time after he finished the first piece.
当他吃了一块之后。
Then he start eating all the bones. You know, after we eat the chicken, we have bones left over. Then he start eat all the bones.
那就他就开始吃他这个剩下来的骨头。
And we like, why don't you eat the other piece of chicken?
我们就问他说，你为什么不把另外一块把它吃掉呢？
And he say, no, because my family is at home. I want to bring this to my family.
他就说，我的家人在家里，我要把另外这一块留给他们。
When we heard that, we were very touched.
当我们听到这样的时候，我们非常的感动。
Even though we have two pieces of chicken to eat, but he willing to eat only one.
虽然他有两块鸡肉，他只愿意吃一块。
And we know that he was very hungry.
我们知道他非常的饥饿。
That's why he started to eat the bones that left all that we ate.
所以他就开始吃我们所吃下来的剩下来的骨头。
So when we saw him did that, we feel so sad inside.
所以我们在内心觉得非常的悲伤。
So the next piece of chicken that we ate, we did not throw the bones away. We also started to eat the bone too.
所以我们也不敢把这个骨头丢掉，我们也开始把这个剩下的骨头也把它啃掉。
But the problem is that we never eat the bone every day, so we almost choke right on the bone while eating it.
所以我们在吃这个骨头吃太多对我们的身体也不好。
Because chicken bone is very dangerous, it has like some kind of splinters, right? When you eat it, when you chew it, so it gets stuck in your throat very easy. That's what happened to us. Right?
所以你把这个骨头啃了，要把它吃下去这是非常对。这不是我们平常人 会做的事情。
So, but this brother,
可是这位弟兄
will he will eat all chew on his bone just to save a piece of chicken for his family?
他愿意吃骨头为了要把鸡肉留给家人。
And this truly is love.
这是真正对家人的爱。
So for you and I,
所以今天对我们来讲
we are so blessed.
我们对神的祝福是这样的多。
God bless us with such abundant food.
神在肉体上给我们许多的福气。
And the kind of clothing we wear.
我们所穿的。
We are so blessed.
我们非常的有福气。
That's why we should show one another.
所以我们要彼此来服侍。
No, love toward one another.
我们要彼此彼此相爱。
Because on the end days.
因为到了末世。
When the baptism of fire comes upon us.
当我们神的考验临到我们的时候。
We only have one another.
我们只有彼此之间 的关系。
Just like in the book of Revelation,
在启示录里面告诉我们。
On the end days when Satan is released,
在末世当这个撒旦被释放的时候。
He will go to the four corners of the earth.
他要到世界的四方。
And gather his army to fight against the chosen people of God.
要向这个神的百姓来征战。
And his army surrounded the camp of the saints.
这个撒旦他的军队要来包围我们。
This means on the end days.
这就是在末世
发生的。You and I will fight together.
我们要一起来向撒旦来征战。
We will die together.
我们会许会一起来丧失生命。
This is our faith.
这就是我们需要信心。
So that's why it's so important for us to show love to one another.
所以我们要彼此来相爱。
So let God's people become our people.
让神的国就是我们的国。
And your God, my God.
你的神就是我的神。
Yes, maybe our whole family is already believers.
今天我们的家人或许已经信主了。
But they really a true believer of God.
可是他们是不是真的一个真正的基督徒？
If not, we must pray for them.
若是不是的话，我们要为他们来代祷。
Just like for my family.
就像我的家庭一样。
No, when my family first came to this country, we were very poor.
当我们刚来这个国家的时候，我们非常的贫穷。
There were seven of us, and we lived in a one-bedroom apartment.
我们全家有七个人我们挤在一个房间的这个公寓。
And everything in the apartment, we found it from the trash.
我们公寓里面，我们所有的，我们都是从这个垃圾堆捡来的。
I remember my older brother and I.
我记得我的哥哥跟我。
Every time, if we think that garbage is on Tuesday, right? So we would get up early on Tuesday morning.And go and look in the trash.
每个礼拜二是我们这个社区倒垃圾的时候，我们就要到社区去捡垃圾。
I remember this was in 1982 or so.
是在这个1982年的时候。
So my brother went out and picked the trash.
我的哥哥出去在垃圾堆找垃圾。
We're about 2 miles from our house apartment.
这离我们的公寓差不多两英里。
And we found this big, you know, wooden TV, huge TV.
我们找到了一台电视。
Because the screen is very small, but the the TV itself is very large.
啊，这个电视啊，这个架子是木头做的。
So we were so excited.
啊，所以我们非常非常的高兴。
So 2 miles, I was only 10 years old back then. Me and my brother, right, older brother, carried a TV to our house for 2 miles.
所以当时我才十岁，我跟我的哥哥啊，就啊这个搬着这个电视啊，走了2英里。
But when we plug in that TV.
可是我们把这个电插进去的时候
，There's no this. You cannot see any kind of picture.
啊，我们发现这个电视啊，这个。不会打开。
Of course, the reason they threw the TV away because it's broken.
啊，因为他们这个电视机坏掉了，他们才把它丢掉。
But I remember one night I got up early in the morning.
有一天啊，早上我很早就起来。
And just happened I turned on the TV.
把这个电视打开。
And there's one channel that you can see, but it's very snowy.
啊，有一个电台啊，可以看到一点影像，可是啊不太清楚。
So the family used to get together in the middle of the night and watch this one channel.
啊，所以我们家人啊，每天晚上就是只有看这个电台。
Even though we had nothing.
虽然我们啊一无所有。
But we were so joyful.
可是我们啊满心喜乐。
So because we had nothing, and then as a young boy during that time.
可是所以啊，当时候我还小。
I make a determination.
我就做了一个决心。
Then when I become older, I want to buy my parents a house, right? And they become a wealthy person.
啊，但我长大之后，我要啊买一个，为我的父母亲啊买一栋房子。
And that's what determined me to work so hard.
所以我就非常的努力。
Then as we've been in this country for a while.
可是我们在这里啊住了一段时间之后。
So my sister had work and they had money. My brother had money, so they they have money.
我的哥哥，我的姐姐们，他们啊各自有自己的生活，他们越来越有钱。
But none of them talk to one another.
可是他们啊彼此之间啊没有来往。
Yes, materialistic wise, they have everything, but but they don't even communicate one another.
在物质上，他们啊凡事都有了，可是他们彼此之间的关系却是不是那么的好。
But during the time, my thought was.
所以我就心里就在想。
Why would I work so hard to give my parents all these material things that they can't even get along with the children?
啊，我为什么要这么努力的啊，让我们啊来提高我们生活的水准？可是啊。到了最后，我们的关系却是变成这样子呢。
Only when I came to Christ.
所以当我来信主之后
，I realize I have a better things to give them.
我发现说我有更好的东西可以给他们。
That is my God.
就是我们所相信的神。
I want my God to be their God.
我要让他们也能够认识我所认识的神。
Praise and thank God 12 years later.
我感谢神，在12年之后
，That 11 of my family members come to know Jesus Christ.
我能够逐渐的带领我的家人来信主。
And truly, this is God's grace.
这是神的恩典。
I cannot be more joyful to give my parents anything else beside my God.
我能够把我的神啊来啊介绍给我的家人来认识啊，没有比这更喜乐。
So that's why sometimes as parents.
所以今天身为父母亲
，Of course, we want our children to work hard in school.
我们要我们的儿女在事业上，在学校
能够 best thing we can give them.
能够长进，可是这不是最好的。
Yes, we pay for the university, we pay for the colleges.
我们为他们，我们给他们最好的啊，这个大学的学业。
But the best thing we should be able to give them is our faith.
可是最好的是他们能够在信仰上能够得到神。
Our God to become their God.
让他们能够认识我们所认识的神。
Because this kind of gift is priceless.
因为这种因为神是啊无价之宝。
Then verse 17.
我们看17节。
Where you die, I will die.
你在哪里死，我也在哪里死。
And there will I be buried.
也葬在那里。
For us, we also need to make this determination.
所以我们今天我们要做这样的决心。
The day that we are baptized.
当我们啊受洗的那一天。
We die with our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，我们已经与神同死。
We also bury with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也与神同埋葬。
If we don't be able to accomplish two things.Then we can do not have a newness of life inside of us.
所以我们没有办法这样做的话，我们没有办法得到这个新的生命。
So in other words,
所以啊，换句话来讲
，For you and I,
对我们来讲
，Stop hanging on a cross.
我们不要只挂在十字架上。
We must die with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要跟主耶稣一同同死
，So we can be buried with Him.
同埋葬。
And only then we have the newness of life. coming out from us.
这样我们才能够与主一同复活，得到新的生命。
But if we continue to hang on the cross,
今天我们若只挂在十字架上
，and not willing to die and bury the Lord Jesus Christ,
我们不愿意与主同死同埋葬
，then it's very difficult to make it to the end days.
这样我们很难走完这个天国路。
Why? Because we always can have a cross on. We cannot make a determination.
因为我们没有办法下定决心。
So just like for Naomi and Ruth,
所以就像拿米跟路德一样
，they went back together to the land of Judah.
他们一起回到犹大地。
And they went, and when the people saw them, were very excited.
当他们看到他们的时候
，So what's that mean for you and I?
所以今天对我们来讲
，Let's come out of the world.
我们要离开这个世界
，and head to the land of Bethlehem.
我们要往这个伯利恒去。
And if we head to the land of Bethlehem, we must make a great determination.
要这样做之前，我们必须要下定决心。
We must pray to God.
我们要向神祷告。
And ask Him and entreat me not to leave you.
求神让我们不要离开他。
Or to turn back from falling after you.
求神让我们不要回转离弃他。
For wherever you go, I will go.
让他在哪里，我们要往哪里去。
And wherever you lodge, I will lodge.
让神在哪里住宿，我们也要在那里。
Your people should be my people.
你的国就是我的国。
And your God, my God.
你的神就是我的神。
And where you die, dear, I will die.
你在哪里死，我也在哪里死。
And dear, I will be buried.
也在那里埋葬。
This is the kind of determination you and I need to have.
这是我们今天我们所要有的决心。
If we don't have this kind of determination,
我们如果没有这样的决心的话
，Yes, even though we sit in church every single week,
虽然我们每个礼拜来到教会
，But our hearts and our minds are very far from God.
可是我们的心却是离神非常的远。
That if that is the case, it's exactly just like a person who's never come to church at all.
我们跟那些没有认识神的人没有两样。
Because God does not judge the outward appearance,
因为神所看的不是外貌。
But He judges our hearts and our minds.
神所看的是我们的内心。
So let our minds and our heart belong to God.
让我们的心灵都能够归向神。
Now let's rise up and pray together. Sing hymns together.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn 70.
我们唱诗70首。